Alertati, tu cursore sta. Ah. Non ci tu cursore appena giunge sem sem tondangi tire tonda cursore. Rick Sabah, Sidogana, Ninja Chimbu, and Gula Kin, Tapachimbu, Rick Sabah, say.
When great compassion arises in one's continuum, that's when one's minor lineage is activated, right? So in order to activate the minor lineage, one needs, great compassion needs to arise, yeah? And before great compassion arises, one needs to generate the thought of benefiting others.
What is it? That don't any that this some of that shit. So so you let the pen be simply gain to one. The pen be sim to which that so so you let gain to one. That can this kick to that the some of them go to a Roba. Carson, pen be simply gain to one. Gain mumbo is so cool. Roba. Then I see you can make it that can demand.
So prior to the arising of great compassion, one must first develop or generate the thought of benefiting others. However, the thought of benefiting others can only arise when all the different conditions come together. Right? Yeah. Okay. We know that we should develop the thought of benefiting others, but you know, how should we go about doing it? Yeah. So in order for the thought to benefit others to arise, conditions like the causes and conditions must come together, like the, you know, you have the immediately preceding condition, you know, you have the observe object condition, you also have the empowering condition.
Yeah. 다겐지 고야시 다 돈바티 섬바다시레 다 변나 편베심께 다겐디 다 변나 이시 죽을 지기로 했으니 담아줘 섬바티 내지라 배지 땅과에 도우시 로왔다 바기다 다겐 수치기로 했으니 이시 죽을 지기로 했으나
So the empowering condition for the arising of or the empowering condition for the thought of benefiting others is said to be the wisdom truth body. So it is said, this is where we need to, this is long, this line that we need to kind of think about it.
What do you say? Tondaini, that is some tanwala, that pembis, takanda, pembisim security, pembisim kene, that not an injection bikini, chanju sim kene. 아니 전주선바 차트 아니 전주선바 독신 서주림 기초지 아니 구신군도 지혜 로 나 구신군도 지혜네 나 전단이 섬지기 전시에 신입하네 라야바 나 산지기 틸에 두셔라야 편도 지구구야라 독신이 지금 나 라야바 보기 섬지 신기주야 인제신부 얘기 다긴 지혜 독신이다 지금 독신이 꼬라 잡지 줘야 도시다 섬다 매도 섬구야라 틸에
So, yeah, the wisdom truth body is said to be the empowering condition for the thought of benefiting others to arise in anybody's continuum. So following the thought of benefiting others, then comes great compassion, and on the basis of which, when developed, one arrives at bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, right? So when you achieve the mind of enlightenment, you become a bodhisattva, and you travel the bodhisattva path, you traverse the five paths and 10 grounds, and then at the end of the 10 grounds, then you actualize the 4 bodies, and after you become a Buddha, then your enlightened activity will then engage sentient beings, yeah? To help sentient beings, and your wisdom truth body will be the empowering condition for the arising of the thought to benefit others in the continuum of other sentient beings.
어떻게 도다니 다 죽이 원두스 다 구시 원두스 신도가라 다 누바 용수 조주고야래 알바다 신대 배매 손도 수구여장다 신기 퇴치하다 배바도구여 말해 알바 다 지
So when one actualizes the 4 bodies, then one can perform enlightened activities for all sentient beings, and it is said that the enlightened activities of the Buddhas are effortless and spontaneous. The Buddhas have removed or pacified all forms of exertion or motivations. Yeah. They have gone beyond that. So they are free of having to think or motivate before doing anything. So in that sense, their activities are effortless and spontaneous, and the wisdom true body then can act as the empowering condition for the arising of any virtue in the continuum of all sentient beings effortlessly.
Oh, 독신이 다 이시 추구세디 다 다겐 직부입니다 다겐 직부야 겨와 줄에 기도비 잡아야 말아 재상 이시지구 직부 아니면 언제 겨와 두 발에 쓰기야 말해 들라양고 겐식 나겐식 드레스에지 못하고 이시지구 아니 강치지지 개발했다 소수길라요 아니 변화 갈수록 보기 소수에 한테 갈래 잡고야 나한테 이 속에 돈을 연구하지 못하고 산재기 직후 채발했으나 디스기야 말이다 이 속에 돈을 연구했다 돈다 유망부촌을 연구해 어딜라다 공부 쉬고야 어딜라 있으라
Yeah, so once the four bodies are actualized, then one's enlightened activities becomes effortless and spontaneous, and you're able to act as the empowering condition for the arising of any virtue in the continuum of all sentient beings. Having said that, this is not to say that therefore everything in the Buddha's hands and that the wisdom truth body can do whatever it likes. So just because the wisdom truth body is present and just because it is the empowering condition for the arising of virtue in the continuum of any sentient being minds does not translate necessarily into the arising of virtue in the continuum of sentient beings. Yeah, both must come together, the sentient beings and the Buddhas. Yeah, they work hand in hand, so to speak. Yeah, you know? That's from our side as a sentient being, we also need to put in effort. So that's why in order for any virtue to arise, many conditions must come together. Yeah, we've never said that, or just the empowering condition alone is sufficient. Right? That's why we talk about the different conditions.
Yeah.
It's like what you have studied in the presentation of mind and awareness. Yeah, in order for an eye consciousness apprehending a visible form to arise, just the presence of the uncommon empowering condition, the eye sense power, is insufficient, isn't it? Yes, from the side of the eye sense power, it has the power, the potential to cause cause an eye consciousness apprehending visible form to arise. Yes, it has the power, but it alone does not lead to the generation of an eye consciousness apprehending form. There must be the other conditions as well, right? Like the observed object condition and so forth, right?
Oh, tindere, that tindesh, that karsora, that the susu yang titola yang cik samlo tangan lah, nyama cua nang lah, that isi cugu, ane susu cugu jawa kaya lah, dahkan kandes cikres, jawa tamji cugu dahkan cina jumpa kandes kadang cua nang lah, dulin cia sya sya ya, susu yang dulin cia cia yang mixing yang cik tuan lah, ane cute sya na ya bodoh.
So I believe this was one of the questions for the recent discussion group, yeah? Right? How the wisdom truth body acts as an empowering condition for the generation of virtue in the continuum of sentient beings, yeah? So based on your discussion, if you have come up with something, you know, an interesting line of thought or something different from what I've said, or then please share it with us now. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you discuss about that Sunday class? The question was there, yeah? What's the come out? Huh? What is the outcome? Huh? You can share. You know, maybe something new, I don't know. Huh? Anything there? Huh? Came out, Cecilia. Huh?
Miguel Dagin,
huh?
Miguel Dagin can carry out.
Huh?
미개와 낙인 가리셔버리 여모
저 낙인 말이 봐셔버리 동네 말이 봐서 말이 봐가서 봐셔셔
그래 다
No? Sunday discussed so much that nothing came out?
Watching.
Tempted, what happened? Something came out? Yeah, you share. What your group said?
What is it?
What your group said that day? You share.
Did I just hear that you say what happened to the non-Buddhist, is it?
I'm saying what the discussion, conclusion of discussion, what is the answer?
And to press and hold, yeah.
The Kashita.
Non-Buddhist, eh? Simjin Samjir.
Yeah, maybe Rabden.
Actually, there's no conclusion.
No conclusion. What is your explanation on that? There's no conclusion, I know, but what your explanation during the discussion?
Because we have to think of the non-Buddhist. How the non-Buddhist accept this?
Doesn't matter what yeah. They accept, what doesn't matter. Or reality, they don't have to accept what.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not necessary they have to accept. Doesn't matter. Whether they accept or not, reality is like that. Doesn't matter, yeah. They don't accept, it's okay. No? There's no issue. Why worry about that? Why the doubt non-Buddhist then? Non-Buddhist also create virtues. Yeah? Then how Buddha had non-Buddhist? Buddha had everybody one. Not only Buddhist. Especially Buddha had more than the Buddhist, but the non-Buddhist.
If you want more help, don't be a Buddhist. Because Buddha helped Buddhists, non-Buddhists more.
So in this case, who's the first Buddha?
Huh?
Who's the first Buddha?
Ayo.
Tempted. Among us, isn't it? Who is the first Buddha among us? Is it Tempted?
No, I mean the answer is that the Buddha, wisdom through body, give rise to the virtues for us to create virtues, correct? And this Buddha, before he's a Buddha, who is the Dhammakaya that give him the wisdom, yeah, through body for him? If you go by this digression,
what's the problem?
There's no problem. There's no end. There's no beginning, so there's no problem.
No beginning, what?
Huh? There's beginning. There's end. There's so no issue. Huh?
Sorry, sir. I must interrupt. His question is, if Buddhas are empowering conditions for virtuous activity, for the arising of great compassion, so the first Buddha. Who empowers him to develop great compassion?
There is no first Buddha. There has never been a first Buddha.
The same thing for us, when sentient being, your mind don't have the beginning, isn't it? your mind from the beginning. So.
There's no first Buddha.
Your mind don't have beginning. Where got Buddha beginning? Where got first Buddha?
So is it, you're saying that all along there's a Dhammakaya
that
empowers even the first sentient beings to become enlightened?
There's no first sentient beings.
I don't get you. I don't get you.
You think there's first Buddha, you mean?
No, no, you're saying that the Buddha, the Dhammakaya is empowering condition, right?
Yeah.
For great compassion to arise. So, in the first place, the very first one, to get enlightened, the very first sanction means to get enlightened, he must have the empowering condition to develop great compassion, right?
So you're saying first Buddha there?
Yeah, the first sanction being to get enlightened, he must have empowering condition to develop great compassion. So who gives him that empowerment? That's what I'm saying. Because there's no Buddha before that. He's the first one.
Benny say his name is Adam. Adam.
This question.
The female question. One is called Eve.
We have the same question. We're from the same group, nah. That day, yeah. So we have that same. We have the same question, you see. The empowering condition.
Okay.
How did the first one, who empowers the first one, develop that virtue, that great compassion?
But there's.
How can you say no first one? There must be a first one.
There's no first one. It's impossible to have the first one.
Then there must be first sentient being also, yeah? If there's first Buddha, there must be first sentient being, isn't it?
Yeah.
There must be first sentient
being. Necessarily.
Yeah? No.
You have to say yes, no way.
It doesn't make sense. So there's first Buddha, that must be first sentient being.
Huh? Definitely. Kya. That means consciousness as beginning also.
I think we have to think about it.
Huh?
I think we have to think about it. I mean, from our side, we can't accept that there's no first one.
Buddha.
First Buddha. Before that, to us, there's no Dhammakaya. Because all sanction hasn't been enlightened yet. So who's the empowering condition for that one?
The Buddha?
That's our question.
Okay. I'm expecting the answer, not the question. Huh? だって、たとえ特命し、ペナタ、カムティシニンボーライナシンで、ペナカムティシニンボーセットナイ、タコ、カロシバナシル、タナサンジェルウチャンテト、タナタカムティシニンボーシルコ、タ、スムスリーチェディシチュゴレ、ディロシゲトンバディタ、ウォニゴシセ、タナイタ、タタ、カシェドナ、ウォネディサンジェレスネチクテルヨングドア。 で、メサンジェスト、で、ロマショウのそうです。で、メサンジェスに見ないよ。と、カムティシニブでサンジェレス。特に見たけど、だ、セリギチャ、ディランシング、トンゴティン、サンジェレス。だが、じゃ、わかんねえじゃない、テレジュンチワロ。そんな人な。そんな単だじゅんことは、テラテネ、じゃ、チュングヨロ、シティチ、ティヨバイン、じゃ、もっと曲ヨロ。
Let's see if this works. So, we all have a mind, yeah, which is essentially that which is luminous and that which is clear and aware, right? The factor of luminosity and awareness, yeah, that mind, right? And it's the mind's emptiness of true existence. That is the Tathagata essence, right, generally, right? That's what we say, right? But of course, both are Tathagata essence in a way. But if you look, think about it from one perspective, this factor of luminosity and awareness is like the wisdom truth body, right? That makes it possible, isn't it? And the emptiness, the mind's emptiness of true existence, is like the nature body, right? Of course, it is not because it is still with defilements, so it is not the actual Buddha. But it is because we have that in the first place. It is, we always have had it since beginning of this life. Right? It's always there. Therefore, virtue is possible. Therefore, transformation is possible. Therefore, enlightenment is possible because we have it, yeah, isn't it? This mind. And together with it is emptiness, right? And so in certain traditions, yeah, they say that we are already Buddha. Yeah? You know, there's a way of phrasing it, you know. So, and we've always been a Buddha. Right? So, I mean, there's some sense to it, you know, how they express it. And in the Guru Puja, the word primordial Buddhahood is used, right? You know, the verse for generating bodhicitta, right? The primordial Buddhahood, right? So there's some sense to saying that, you know, that we are really Buddha. There's also some sense in saying that, you know, this factor of clarity and luminosity is like the wisdom truth body, and then the emptiness of that, you know, is the nature body. So, yeah. Because this exists, because we already have this, it has always been there. Therefore, virtue is always possible. That makes virtue impossible in the first place. So because we have this in the first place, therefore virtue is possible. Yeah. That, you know, if the conditions come, you know, because it is there in the first place, it is possible to create virtue. Otherwise, if it is not there, with the factor of luminosity and awareness is not there. Now of course with it, then it's emptiness, right? Then there's no way for virtue to arise, right? We don't talk about buildings generating virtue, isn't it? You cannot talk about a building generating virtue, isn't it? No, right? So in that way, all sentient beings, for as long as they have existed, which is since beginningless lifetime, that which allows for enlightenment has always been with them. So in that sense, you know, you think of what was discussed earlier, right? You know, so there's some sense in saying that, you know, we have always been Buddha. As long as we have existed, which is beginningless time, we've always been like a Buddha. You know? So there's some sense in saying that. So therefore, we shouldn't be looking for the Buddha outside. There's no Buddha outside, the Buddha is inside. It's always been there. It's just that we're not aware, or we have not brought it. We've not manifested it. When we are not aware, we have not manifested it. But it's always been there. So in reality, we are one with Buddha. So, I mean, this way of expression, there's some sense in saying, expressing in this way, isn't it? So come the time when the defilements which are now covering the mind, come the moment, the time when the defilements are removed. Now, whether we say we have achieved enlightenment or whether we say we have now been the factor of luminosity and awareness is now appearing clearly, completely. It's just different ways of saying it, but in essence, that's what happens, isn't it? Become Buddha, or we have been introduced to the full, complete, clear nature of the mind, and so forth. That's what happens, isn't it, when the defilements are removed? So likewise, all sentient beings have always been kind of like a Buddha. It's just that they are not aware, right? The Buddha is not some, Buddha is not somewhere outside of sentient beings. Every sentient being is like a Buddha. Buddha has always been with them. It's just that they were not, the sentient beings are not like ourselves, not aware, isn't it? Not introduced. So come the day when they recognize that, you know, they see that, you know, then this when they become Buddha, yeah.
Tindare penata, tindare samlatang shoyata pena korwa sere, penata tabe shing sere, penata susu jugi semdi pena karsora pagi. Nyumumbe, ani nyumumbe tiye dukala pena tanangozu jikdeni kamusin duksite, taka ne de yordi neba inaya, korala kwa shakmido.
It's like someone, you know, we talk about Nirvana or we talk about Pure Lands and whatsoever. Yeah? Let's say we talk about Nirvana. Yeah? You achieve Nirvana, where do you achieve Nirvana? Let's say you achieve Nirvana in this place, in this world, right? Which is supposedly a samsaric place, isn't it? An environment which is included in samsara, right? But for that individual, when that individual achieves Nirvana, all the defilements are separated from the mind. That individual is in the same place, it's the same world as the world that we are in. But for that individual, this world is not samsara. For that individual, right?
And
when we conceive of Pure Lands, yeah, I mean, usually the people, their view of Pure Lands are only limited to a place somewhere out there where you can get to. I mean, that's just one dimension or one way of looking at it, isn't it? It's not the only way. Right? For if our minds are purified, yeah, to the extent whereby, you know, everything appears, you know, in a pure way, it doesn't matter whether where you are, come the time when your mind is purified of the defilements, wherever you are becomes a pure land, appears as a pure land, yeah. So it's,
Tak kasih sebab nasirnya, 아니 소속이다 옹보 유도 나야다 속다 지루 시작한가 다고 작과당 공조 계획이다 제가 저대시 다 소속이 니 못 봐야 되거나 속다 지루 소속이 옹보 유도 계획이다 다 다 대형한 대속한가 다 다 두대는 작기요래 그래서 나 되게 동안 때와 지기요래 작업 때와 지기요래 그러고 이날 강사 다가랑지 코이지고 니 못이 세도가 그 티 옹보 유두기 속다 치르르 시즌 동화 때문에 말아 봐. 이 동화 때문에 없고 대화 때문에 또 동화 때문에 봐.
Like what we've discussed earlier, right? When we talk about how samsara is also includes the environment, isn't it? But it is only so for the individual whose mind is still obscured by the defilements. It's only so for someone who has not abandoned the afflictive obscurations. Right? So for such a person, then whatever objects he or she comes into contact with, form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, inevitably those objects cause that the individual to develop afflictions like anger, attachment, and therefore bring about suffering, isn't it? Right? So for that person, whose mind is still unsubdued, not liberated from the defilements, then the external world, form, sound, smell, and taste, and touch, becomes true suffering. Because they cause suffering. They bring about the generation of afflictions. But when that same individual abandons all the afflictions, the defilements, yeah, then those same objects that cause suffering early on, then for that same person now, because he or she has abandoned the defilements, then those objects doesn't bother that person anymore, will not bring about suffering or the arising of the afflictions. In fact, it causes bliss, yeah, happiness to that person. Yeah.
What do you think? Huh? Like that? No? What do you think? In order to go pure land, you have to go somewhere? Huh? Must die and go somewhere or what? Not necessary, huh? 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 This world can be pure land? Huh?
You're still going, lah.
You want to take your body with you? Huh?
Whether you be allowed entry is a different thing.
You want to go pure land with this body? Huh?
You want to bring suffering with you?
I actually want to ask this question also because something to do with
you.
Yeah. Because in Tathagata essence, you say Dhammakaya pervades all. So technically, Dhammakaya is everywhere. Where the Dhammakaya is, the form body is also there, and also the abodes. Technically, that would make everywhere a pure land.
Yeah.
So everywhere is a... You see, that's in the...
If you recognize, pure land is everywhere.
Yeah, because in the text actually says that, you know, the path of meditation, for bodhisattva, wherever they meditate, it becomes an area of... a place of worship. So where the form body is, all the more is a place of worship. So technically everywhere is a place of worship.
Yeah, of
so if we realize that, no need to do pilgrimage.
Can go to zoo and Burpa also.
Okay, can go to hell anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, back to the Dhammakaya pervades all things. So when we don't generate virtue, we generate non-virtue. Does it mean the Buddha didn't work hard enough or something like that?
No. The credit is always the Buddha.
Yeah, the credit goes to Buddha. The non-virtue credit goes to Buddha.
The fault is always ours.
The fault is always ours.
Very unfair, right?
Somebody say not fair.
Not fair. Huh?
Not fair.
Not
be not happy.
You say not fair. Buddha say you're not fair.
Actually, what it means is in any kind of circumstances we are in very bad situation whatsoever, is already the optimal that the Buddha can do. It's the best that the Buddha can do. No matter how bad a situation is, like we are faced with very bad situation that, you know, most of the time we'll end up probably kill somebody. Even in that situation, it's already the optimal situation that Buddha can present to us.
At that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to qualify at that time or not?
Yes, at that time, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, because there's no time nor place where the Buddha is not... I mean, basically, it's like saying that two hands need to clap, right? That one of the hands is always there. So if the situation presents itself to me whereby I'm angry, even at that time, it is already the best that the Buddha can do. At that time.
Then?
That's what it means, right? When Dhammakaya permits all.
I didn't get you.
The Buddha is doing his best all the time.
Yeah,
a simplified way of saying is, there's no need to doubt that.
Yeah, if that is
the Buddha is always doing the best. We don't have to doubt. We never have to doubt that.
Yeah, if that position is like that, then technically,
no matter what
kind of circumstances we are in, it's already the optimal condition. Optimal empowering, optimal condition for virtue to arise. Right? It cannot be any better already. Is that the implied?
Right. So you're basically saying, from Buddha's side, Buddha is not helping more or helping less at any time. At all the time, Buddha is maximum power.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah, that's what it means, right?
Maximum power all the time, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No problem.
So all the force is ours.
Huh?
Okay, no.
Of course, they have to say that or not.
Another question. Another question.
Choice, of course, you have to say that. Buddha's
So basically, okay. The other question is, it is said that the Bodhisattva will not be born in the peak of cyclic existence because they find that it's helpless for them, they can't do anything. Then does the Buddha have of any influence to sentient beings on the peak of cyclic existence?
Buddha what?
Huh?
What are you trying to get at this thing?
In other words, if Bodhisattvas, the reason why Bodhisattvas don't go born in the peak of our cyclic existence is because they find that, you know, no matter, let's say even 10 gram Bodhisattva, they won't go to the peak of cyclic existence because they can't help them. So for the Buddha, how do they... Because it has to depend on the sentient being totally to actually get out of this field of cyclic existence, right? To be of any help to them. I don't know how to phrase it. Never mind, it's okay.
Okay. I understand. Huh? I understand what you're saying.
Wow.
Tidaro, pena changju sabatindo, sumeri kyawa lembala,
Whatever they do, they still need to generate the thought. It's not effortless, basically. They need motivation. And whether it is coarse or subtle, it doesn't matter. You know, they still need to project the will, the intention, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. So for the Bodhisattvas who, let's say in order to, if there is such a thing as going to the formless realm, you know, the peak of cyclic existence, even if you say that, still they need to generate the thought, motivation, right? The bodhisattvas, before they can be born in any particular place to benefit others, they must see the purpose. They see the purpose, they get motivated, right? Then they motivate. Then they project the will. Okay, I'm going to go there. So it doesn't matter cause or sattva, but they still need to project the will. And then, so because the bodhisattvas don't see the peak of cyclic existence as a place where they can be of some benefit to others, because they don't see the purpose, of course then they don't motivate, yeah? And therefore they don't go there,
you see?
Bodhisattvas see that there are other more worthwhile places to go, yeah? The Buddhas are very different. Yeah, unlike the Bodhisattvas. Yeah. They see all phenomena directly, and whatever their mind perceives, the mind does not perceive as it is directly there. No? Wherever the mind is, the Buddha is there. Buddha's body is there. So it is said. Yeah. So the Buddha's body, speech, and mind are inseparable, one entity. Which means Buddhas pervades all phenomena, yeah? And they don't need any motivation to go anywhere. They are everywhere. Or are they everywhere?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on Buddha.
You don't see?
So it follows that we are creating negative karma, or walking on Buddha, sitting on Buddha, isn't it?
But
we are also Buddha, isn't it? So Buddha is sitting on Buddha. Huh? Oh, no need intention. So power object doesn't matter.
Okay, Takarina. Now. Okay, who? Read a little bit. I don't know.
So in the 37 harmonies of enlightenment, the next set of what we call the five powers, yeah. And they are, if related to the paths, yeah. So the five powers are primarily cultivated on the heat and the peak level of the path of preparation. The five powers have the four noble truths as the object of observation.
What 어떻게 딱 가르쳤나?
So the five powers are the power of faith, the power of joyous effort, yeah? The power of mindfulness, the power of meditative stabilization, and the power of wisdom. So the definition, yeah, of a power here in this context, yeah, is an exalted knower that is self-powered. I mean, it possesses that power from his own side, yeah? That independence. Yeah? So a knower, an exalted knower that is self-powered with respect to generating its result, an Arya's path.
어떻지니? 다티네 가서 알아보기. 그래, 다 가서 알아봐. 다치반 티도 먼저야 다 키미도 다 가서 알아. 다 당보다 대배 옹보세디 티래. 다 대시 랑도라 이십에 대바 스타도 대배 옹보세디 다 보기 대시 랑도기 남시 아니식 다 보기. 솔로몬 내가 수다 아니 더바 야심 붙이지 나디니 나 졸람 토인도 가라 나 오늘 지금 보기 신의 대바 토바 세시다 또다 대신랑도라다 신의 이십의 대바 톱잡아시 어떻게 저는 지금 해도 어떻게
So the power, so of the five powers, the first is the power of faith, which is a faith of conviction regarding what is to be abandoned and what is to be cultivated in relation with respect to the four noble truths, yeah. So on the path of accumulation, due to extensive learning, listening, hearing, then on the path of preparation, they achieve this faith of conviction, with regards to what is to be abandoned and what is to be cultivated in relation to the Four Noble Truths, so it is a faith that arises from knowledge, So faith or conviction that arises from knowledge.
어떻게 드네마 안타가 나신 가서래 다 드네자 안에 지다 변화 다 대신 남샤 랑도 채라 안에 지 현담이 되어 좋아요 주접세디 드래다 아니 가라 랑차도 도시네 안에 지 냠수 나와라 안에 신도 안 좋아다 대바 어떻게 다 주접세다 변화
And the Bodhisattva here on the path of preparation has a lot of enthusiasm and takes delight in abandoning what is to be abandoned, right? Like true suffering, true origins, and they're very enthusiastic, have enthusiasm for cultivating, of adopting or cultivation, right? And here the true cessation and true paths. Yeah. So this is the power of the second power, the power of joyous effort.
어 독신이 다 다가나신다 다 전배 전배 옹보세 됐는데 안 된다 나신데 다 가르치나 진대기다 민나 이제 버셔 봐서 어때 아다 이제기 잡아 안에 또와 안에 진대에 옆에 돈에 다 보기 가사 왕차도 도신 내기 다 민나 미세 봐라 맞아 버셔지 진행지라 다 팀명 보세요 어때
So with the faith of conviction and joyous effort, then the Bodhisattva has a mindfulness of the mindfulness of the objects of observation and aspects of the Four Truths. Because of this mindfulness, they do not forget the object of observation and aspects of the Four Noble Truths. So that is the third power, the power of mindfulness.
다 디데베 토네 디레다니 아니 땡에진 세디 디레 아니 지디 디데게 토나 아니 거기 스 마요지 제지도 네토베 왔다 땡에진 세디 디레
and based on all based on that you have the power of meditative stabilization where the bodhisattva remains undistracted and they have single pointedness of mind focusing on the Four Noble Truths without any distraction.
어디들 디네마다 셔럽 옹보 세티티레 다 디데다 섬 지지베 토네 아니 유라 소소지 투베기다 보기 다 라동 세다 디데레 다 다시라 손데스네메도 다 신에 티나네 다 유라 보기 나마 소소지네 아니 시트베 셔럽 아니 셔다메도 라동 세네 용투베 어디 셔럽 세디다 겁스 보 라동 세 어디레
So the power of wisdom here in this context refers to special insight, which is that special ability to discriminate between objects, to analyze objects, and this analysis happens within calm abiding. Within having calm abiding ways, to make it clearer.
다 대신명나무 옹토바 세세네다 랍추고에도 빼다 옹보세 대시 땡바시 밍밍바다 남반 옹토바스다 빼다 옹보세 셔로와 옹토바스다 디 삼보 땅치고미 로성거 가르쳐나 가서 먼저 가르쳐라
아 남조 남조 좋아
남조 좋아 아니 다르시 좋아로 왜 지금 또 제 사셔
怎么做的？怎么写？怎么的？忘掉吧。怎么做？就那么穿的下罗。怎么的穿的衣裳？我要穿的。就那么穿的衣裳。啊？怎么就是说这么高的？是肯定高的，是把脚伸的。
What is the boundary of the of peak application? Huh?
What's the boundary of peak application?
Hey,
Checking your notes is not considered an answering a question.
Jolam chene se, jolam chene kinte parto se di sarap.
Jolam.
From where?
Huh?
Hello. Huh? Huh? Correct. 어떻습니까? 답 단답하소서. 답. 점점 조심도 하나 드려. 대신이 줄어. 그래. 줄람 전에 대신이 줄람 전에 기대 받으게 세스도.
네.
대신 줄람 전에 기대 받도.
기대만.
기타.
기나래. 기나디 타이 타이 줘라. 타이 줘라는 괜찮아.
타이 줘라 기대 말로.
Let's say the peak application, right? It's from the heat level of the path of preparation till the end of the continuum of centrifuging, right?
어떻게 따뜻한 이때 라이트 때에 가장도 아니 남자 좋아 세도가나 소조다 최소의 남발 옹토도 누고 마세시다 옹토비치도 남자 좋아 꿈에 다 제모조 어쩌면 기숙은 누구 옹토바데스 가장 쉬워나시.
So if you you know, we remember, right? The what is the purpose of meditating or cultivating the on the complete aspect, a complete aspect applications? Why do we cultivate a complete aspect application? See here, right? Complete aspect application, right? The purpose is to gain mastery with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? And then the peak application, it's not so much a definition, but rather the peak application is when you have achieved mastery, right? With respect to cultivating the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Kenzo yin nambu.
Dokshine, that is the kala kaza shiwa nashire. That bena, that jolam cho tobi nukala, that jolam tobi nukala tere kaza shiwa nukala.
Yeah, so when one achieves the peak level of the path of preparation, then one is said that one has now achieved a mastery with respect to cultivation of the aspects of the, or meditation and the aspects of the three exalted knowers, isn't it? And you can, I guess you can also, you're allowed to say that at that point you have achieved a mastery with respect to cultivating the objects of object or observation, the four noble truths.
어떠시니? 나 뒤에 생도 가나? 나 옹토바사 대가서 쉬었대 나시래. 파기다. 나 돈이를 미미 실하송대 토바사 돈다니. 나 신 지식은 안해. 나 돈다니래. 나 돈이를 미미 신에디 좀 신분에 가서 도구야. 디네다 졸람 토마타도 아니 또 이름이 비실하순데 스네 토빙아 다디 디네 토빙도 가라 다 제스는 남발로 옹 토바세 다 디시 남발로 옹 토바세 랍주야다.
So on the, how do we say, great path of accumulation, right? In English we say the great path of accumulation, right? By then you have would have achieved a calm abiding focusing on emptiness, right? So within that concentration, within the single pointedness of mind, then come the time when one achieves a union of calm abiding, especially inside focusing on emptiness, then one enters the path of preparation, and one achieves the heat level of the path of preparation, right? And that's where, and when this is also when you say, oh, you have achieved a mastery with a respect to the cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. So, prior to the path of preparation, even if you are on the path of accumulation, right, one has not achieved a mastery with respect to the cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, isn't it? Right? But then, it is said that the Bodhisattva achieves the mastery when he enters the path of preparation, right? And you enter the path of preparation when you achieve the union of calm abiding, especially inside focusing on emptiness, isn't it? So the difference between having achieved mastery and not having achieved mastery lies in, basically, it comes down to whether you have achieved the union of calm abiding, and especially inside focusing on emptiness, or not, isn't it? Well, I guess looks like this is, I guess this is what you will have to say, right? And when one achieves the union of calm abiding, and especially inside focusing on emptiness, then one gains a strength, a power to suppress the respective defilements or objects of abandonment of the path of preparation. So when one achieves the path of preparation with this union of calm abiding, especially inside, you gain the power, right, to overcome the specific or the respective discordant factors, yeah, of the path of preparation, right, like non-faith, laziness, and so forth, yeah, right, non-faith, laziness, and so forth, yeah. But on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva has the power to overcome the manifest forms of these discordant factors like laziness and joyous laziness and non-faith, yeah, during meditative equipoise, yeah, but not rah kasa de kasa di kasa jitok kabar
jitok ronta lakko metro ta ta ta
ra jitok kabar ko
ta ta chosi ki zume ne kab la de bagita mundu majo e chaba yo manes tuksin ta sigi ne tobe mundu majo zawa ne mundu majo so to yo manes.
Yeah, so on the heat and peak level, yeah, the Bodhisattvas can stop the discordant factors like laziness and non-faith and so forth from manifesting, yeah, but are not able to destroy them, of course, completely. So it is possible for the discordant factors of, like laziness and non-faith to manifest. It is not impossible. It is possible.
Yeah.
Okay. You're doing the heat, while on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation. These discordant factors of like opposite is non-faith, then laziness and so forth can arise. It's not impossible for them to arise. It's possible that they can manifest.
So on
the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva already has special insight observing emptiness, isn't it? Right? Focusing on the aggregates, the body, and the person, the self, isn't it? And obviously he has the power of faith, right? Which is a conviction. And in this case, a conviction in the lack of true existence of the person and the aggregates, right? Right? Because we are talking about power of faith, for example, right? Which is a conviction, right? So, therefore, on the heat level, on the peak level, on the heat level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva has a faith of conviction, a conviction, right, in the lack of true existence of the person and the body, right? Aggregates. Yeah? Right? Except? So, is it possible for the Bodhisattva on this level to have non-faith instead of faith? To have non-faith with respect to the person or the aggregates? Not having faith that is truly existent? So I think that you probably can say that it is possible for the Bodhisattvas on the heat and peak level to have a lack of faith, a lack of conviction with regards to the lack of true existence of the body and the self, the person.
The theater, Karsora Pokia. I don't know whether you're listening, what I'm saying.
Don't
you know? That this is the Galat on the Tire. Ben a trodden Zuman Nagasu, Ben a Trinium Shashi, Annie, Zumanium Shashi, Tinzugi.
Yes,
당도 높더구요 말해서 대송구요래 유전 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 타대기 넘어 락바딘도 육대시 그리고 저도 증명 내가 없어.
So on the during the meditative equipoise, or on the heat level and the peak level of the path of preparation, you were talking about meditative equipoise here. The Bodhisattva still has an appearance of duality. That in that this object and subject, the subject and the object is meditated on, there's still a sense of duality, a sense of difference, a distance, a sense, you know, that the appearance of duality has not completely subsided. Yeah. So there is that cause appearance
in appearing.
So the Bodhisattva at this point was aware that there is the appearance of duality.
And
the second power is the power of joyous effort, isn't it? Right, which means enthusiasm, right? The opposite of that is laziness, but it can also be discouragement, isn't it? The opposite of enthusiasm is discouragement, isn't it? So on the first two levels of the path of preparation, it seems that it is possible for the Bodhisattva to be discouraged there's much no enthusiasm, it's kind of discouraged, you know, of having to meditate on, let's say, the aggregates as
being empty.
So the third power is the power of mindfulness, whose function is to not forget the object of observation, right? Whatever he's meditating on, in this case, supposedly the Four Noble Truths, right? But on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, it is possible for that Bodhisattva to forget.
So
then you have the power of the fourth power is power of meditative stabilization. The opposite of that will be distraction, right? The fifth, the power of wisdom. Opposite of that is ignorance, eh? Not knowing. Eh? So I think that it is that one can say that it is possible for these bodhisattvas on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation to be distracted and for the ignorance to rise.
Because
it is said that on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattvas, even in meditative reports, still have a dualistic appearance, isn't it? Yeah? And they realize, they know that there is a dualistic appearance. So if that's the case, as such, then I would think that it is okay then, or is correct, or you could say then therefore, based on that, right, that the opposite of the five powers, the discordant factors basically, the discordant factors, yeah, of the five powers, discordant factors is the opposite, you know, like non-faith, laziness, forgetting, then you have distraction and ignorance can arise. So, I mean, you really have to focus on what I'm trying to say. Yeah? Otherwise, it's difficult to catch. You know?
Right.
Then you have the five strengths, yeah, or the five forces, different translations, yeah, but top na, the five forces or five strengths. Essentially, they are pretty much the same thing, right? But in that, the only difference is that instead of a power or faith, you have, in the context of the strength, it is the strength of faith or the force of faith. Then you have the strength of joyous effort, the strength of mindfulness, strength of meditative stabilization, strength of wisdom, yeah? Isn't it? Right. So the five strengths or the five forces are really discussed primarily in relation to the and what is it? Forbearance, is it? Forbearance in English. Forbearance and what you call that? The supreme mundane quality levels of the path of preparation. So on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva cultivates the five powers, right? And then these five powers become stronger, right? On the forbearance level of the path of preparation, and then into the supreme mundane qualities of the level of the path of preparation, right? They become stronger, isn't it? As a force of their, as due to the force of meditating on the heat and peak level of the path of preparation, right? So they become stronger. So they are, so on the heat, on the peak and forbearance and the supreme mundane quality level of the path of preparation, they are called the five strengths or the five forces. Stronger, because they're stronger, man. Yeah. And these five strengths or the five forces on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane quality level prepare the mind, enable the mind to see the truth directly on the path of seeing. So it is said that on the forbearance level and the heat, supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation, while in meditative equipoise focusing on emptiness, while dualistic appearance has not subsided completely, but there is the appearance of the duality having subsided. There is the appearance, although in reality there is still dualistic appearance. But the thing here is the Bodhisattva is not really aware. He thinks that it feels like, you know, it's like it appears as if the dualistic appearance has subsided, right? So it said that the Bodhisattva at this level is not even aware of himself as a meditator, you know? So he feels like, you know, there's a complete subsistence of the dualistic appearance, right? The mind has become much more subtle, basically. Yeah.
독신이 다 가르쳐라. 다 보겠다. 이 나라도 망보시 눕두고야 돼. 돈다 이해로 왔다. 이 나 망보시 눕두어야지다. 보기. 소바다. 저저에 내가 무슨 배. 이 나 누가 나신 샤도야 이때 내가 다 용해시 때 숨고도 와.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, say that on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane qualities level or the power of preparation. There is this appearance of the appearance of duality subsiding. There is this appearance, no? Yeah, it feels like that, no? But there is still something left there.
Oh, that today in Zang, that you like today in Zang, but not that true down, but that's so bad on choosing a neck of now. That taking now sing it up, but not that. Tibet also, whatever said it, pretty gig me about that. 지금 말했어 어떻습니까? 뒤 미터조티 모두 줄 쓰기요 말해. 다 소바도 조조에 내가 봐. 얼마 빼나 대배 빼나 풍부 대매라 믹배 이체 뒤 독조 대매라 마태별로 세대 뒤늦게요 말했어. 이 쓰기 말했어. 빼나.
So probably. We can say that on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane qualities level of the power of preparation, the discordant factors, like non-faith, laziness and so forth, does not arise. Yeah, does not arise. So for example, you have the strength of faith, isn't it, which is a conviction. Let's say if you use the body's emptiness of true existence is an example, right? So the strength of faith is that faith, the conviction in that it is like that, it is true, just it is empty, just as it is empty, it is true, it's a conviction in that. So the opposite of that is non-faith, yeah? Not believing that the body is empty of existing truly, you know? That non-faith will not arise on the forbearance and the supreme mundane qualities level or the power of preparation, yeah.
어떻습니? 다도다이 도시네 다보게 온보도 똑스네 다고 개발 용하시다 곧 누바치중 개발 용하시 다 민직받을 때네 곧 누바치중 민다와 용하시 지기 다 신하시 지기 배 자원이는 온도 지지 여차도 아니 뒤 도시 자원이는 다 온도 균부터 왔어야지 지기 신하시 보시 아 배 자원은 온도 균마지 없어도 그 말했다 다 소바던 뒤네 똑대기 자원이는 온도
So there is a difference then in the five power, between the five powers and the five strengths, yeah. Although they're similar, right? They're similar, right? But there is a difference in that on the heat and peak level of the power of preparation, although the Bodhisattva gains the power to suppress many of these discordant factors like laziness, non-faith, you know, distraction and so on and so forth, yeah. But it is still possible for them to manifest. Yeah? Yeah, they gain the ability to suppress them, but nevertheless, this is still possible for them to manifest. But on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva gains the strength, you know, to stop them from even manifesting in the first place. Yeah, that means they will not manifest, like, you know, laziness and what you call that, non-faith and distraction and blah blah blah. So the five discordant factors will not manifest.
The two shine, that 니보 니수 대불 중원이 온보고 다던다 마태발라 소바스인다 나열로 다스 마 가사 대발라 소바스인다 온보 마시도 봐 대발라 소바스 다던다 대바다 아니 가르쳤던다 잠바 때는 시럽 조세 대발로 소파 독신이 대발로 소파 동반이 님보치 아니 뒤 밑은 좀 마태발로 소파 니수 대발 중앙이 옹보호스 대세 중앙들 옹보레스 나 너비 성성 대신한 것 대성샤
because it in because in Acharya's Haribhadra's commentary he said that the five powers you know, the five powers like the power of faith, joyous effort, mindfulness, meditative and wisdom arises together, mingled with the non-faith and so forth, which means the discordant factors, yeah. Which means during the five powers, the time of the five powers, the discordant factors still can arise. That's what the point of the quotation is.
Otoxine, that mitin choki, that madeber, nimbo bashi chunga, sta, mitin choki, madeba sta, that mitin chok, madeba soki, madebashi, that tabala soma, nimbo bashi chunga, di dobre,
so toxine. So then he goes on to say that, the five strengths are those faith, joyous effort, and mindfulness, meditation, and so forth, which arises only. That means only during the time of the five strengths, only these can arise. Which means the opposite, the discordant factors do not arise. La. So based on Haribhadra's statement, right, in his commentary, yeah. So that's based on that. That's why I said what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's all.
The meditator at this juncture in meditative equipoise has come abiding, which means that he has overcome the five faults of laziness, forgetfulness, and obstacles to meditative stabilization. So I have difficulty reconciling someone who has come abiding, who has overcome all these faults, while in meditative equipoise, these faults still arise. Does it mean that someone who has come abiding will have laziness, forgetfulness, and so on?
So you're saying that they arise during meditative equipoise, yeah?
No, just now was stated that it is during meditative poise that these faults can arise, right? Because of duality. So someone who has come abiding without realizing emptiness also has appearances of duality. Would that also mean from the same reason applies that, you know, when he has the bliss of mental pliancy, achieving come abiding, he still have laziness and so on?
Think about this, yeah. If you have achieved calm abiding, does it necessarily follow that you have abandoned all laziness? You have abandoned all excitement, all laxity. What else? I can't remember. I haven't eliminated those things. Laziness, yeah.
Of course not, yeah. But the point now is in meditative equipoise, there is duality. And it was mentioned that in meditative equipoise, because of duality, the opposite of these five powers arises. The sign being that there is duality while in meditative equipoise. So that was the reason given. So I have problem with this sign, this reason.
which kind of duality, right? Let's think about it, yeah. Special insight is not karma biting, yeah. Special insight falls under wisdom, right? It's an analytical mind, right? Right, it is a mind that investigates the object individually, right? So that's what special insight is. Whereas karma abiding is a concentration, right? It's a stabilizing, it's a meditative stabilization. So, yes, the analysis is done within calm abiding, right? As I said, within calm abiding, right? It's within the state of concentration while having it, right? Remember what I said earlier, right? But anyway, within calm abiding, that state of concentration, yes, the analysis is performed, right? Investigation analysis is performed, right? And to that mind, there is the appearance of duality or not? There is,
yeah?
So, when there is duality, is it allowable or not to say that there can be distraction?
I don't know exactly. Tadi samata re dolin che re tuksin ta ko karso re bui tadi pena top da ombe se ti chaba che do ta ya pagi tro da zemo se ya ko ya nyam sha da kanga do na ta tro da pena tro da zemo da kanga nyam sha me chaba ya marwa ta che to nya ko ngut chu chu ro ta ti nyam sha da kanga yo na ngut chu se ti che do na chu la me ya ko la ta che da yo ko ro ta.
So anyway, this is something to think about, something to discuss, yeah. But you see, the four levels of the path of preparation, they are not necessarily meditative equipoise words. Right? Right, you cannot say the entire heat level of the path of preparation is meditative equipoise. There's also post-meditative equipoise. Likewise with the, at least, peak and forbearance, right? And so forth, right? So if you have difficulty conceiving of discordant factors arising during meditative voice, then what about the post meditative voice? So if you think about the post meditative voice, it's easier then, and quite okay, straightforward, right? You know, yes, definitely. Post meditative voice, you can have laziness, distraction, non faith, allowable lah. You can say it. Then. So perhaps maybe good if you discuss whether the discordant factors can arise during meditative voice now. Or for the heat, of course, on the heat and peak level, of course, right? So what do you think? After calm abiding, once you have calm abiding, right? Is can laziness arise now? Can or not?
Huh?
Can or not?
Yeah, how you know?
Ha 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 ha
Still laziness arise after you see karma body?
I thought pliancy is the antidote to laziness, right? You accepted it, right?
After you achieve karma bhajji, then still you feel lazy? No?
No pliancy, yeah. No bliss of pliancy. So it's a reservoir. So light. Therefore, no faults. No discordant factors. Then also difficult, yeah?
But in it, Yawa Melop, Yawa,
it's also made it.
Yawa want to mature, and if Gobong want to mature, Chiwong want to mature, Chaplapa.
Right. That following from following what you say, then everything will not manifest, right? No laxity, no excitement, no laziness, no distraction, whatever, no, everything, no, only good things left, right? Then how?
Okay. I'm just throwing the question. You can think about it.
I just want to clarify. Just now, when you were mentioning about during the peak application and the mastery of cultivating the aspects of the three exalted knowers. And I noticed repeatedly the word compendium was missing. So I was just wondering, whether it's just the aspect of, would be enough, or you have to have the compendium, the word that was missing.
Duni gombas. Duni gombas. Duni gombas sumasons. Can you number gombas sumasons?
Is there any difference?
At least you noticed it. If you include the word compendium, then in debate, it's much easier, less complication. If you miss out the word compendium, then it's in debate, it becomes a bit more complicated.
However, the little that I know, it was when you cultivate a compendium of all the aspects, you're just like on the top of the hill and looking down in the overview rather than very specific. And so when you are saying that gaining the mastery of just overview or actually with specificities, that means like that would be calculating from serial application and eventually, serial application would be one by one by one by one. Excuse me. I guess in detail. So one could, or with my confused mind, I would say, if it's a compendium, gain mastery of the compendium of aspects of three exalted knowers, my mind will think, it's an overview of the aspects, but not in details of each and every one of them.
Anyway, we talk other time. Huh? Anyway. At least, I told many times, at least you must know how to say the word. She's very good. At least she did this word. You know, without looking the book. No. But many of you come here, you don't know the word. Even the word, there's nothing to express it. Huh? So this is very basic. You need to express the word. Of course, on top of that, of course, you really have to know the meaning. So anyway, she asked many things, but sounds very good, but I didn't get exactly what she asking. Okay. So anyway, this you have to encourage by looking the example and put some effort to remember. You know. Otherwise, I mean, we pass this year, next year. You know, thinking I'll do better next year, Then nothing happened. Huh? End of the day, empty. Huh? So at least when you have opportunity, must hold each word, put effort. You know, try to get even one word, try to get in the brain. But just, for example, this class, of course. Today, what you get? At least your mind should focus, oh, today I get this in the class. No, then you discuss, talk. Otherwise, I mean, wonderful, yeah. Another benefit, okay, listen in print, like a pigeon story, you know? Two pigeon, Basu Bandhu to recite the sutra, two pigeon listening on the rooftop. The next life they become very scholar. Okay, I mean. That's the very good way to. But for me, what I say is, you know, let me put some effort. You know, there's so many things, but get some point. You know. Today I got that. You know, I should remember, put my note. At least I must know this word, this word. So this is important. Yeah. So I mean, of course, you have to leave it. Huh? No, what do you call that? Just now, Gokchin say what? Not pair? Just now, Buddha is not pair, something? Huh? Yeah. She was not fair. Huh?
My ignorance is more powerful than Buddha.
Huh?
In all situations, in all times, if Buddha has maximum power, so, and I have, my ignorance has always won over. My ignorance is actually very more powerful than Buddha.
Of course, your ignorance is much powerful than Buddha. So that's why. That's why? So cool.
Maitreya Buddha is called the undefeatable one. And that's exactly this one thing.
But you have to think carefully. You know, who is more powerful, you have to think carefully. End of the day, how circle? You have to go there. End of the day, how powerful you are, you cannot circle forever there. One day you get enlightened. So that means Buddha is much powerful than you.
Huh? No, that's assuming samsara has an end, alright?
Yeah, correct.
I take the position that samsara will not end.
Was it this class or the other class? They said just because you have the potential doesn't mean that you naturally just, like, it's not like a ball rolling down the hill, yeah? You just have the potential. It doesn't mean that you definitely...
No, my question is, one day you will get enlightened, definitely. There's no question, is it?
Good question. Yeah, because
question, how powerful you are, you cannot circle in the samsara endless. One day, Buddha will bring you up to enlightenment.
That's why it is stated in the Tathagata says. But then, you know, just because you have the potential, I mean, just because the emptiness of the mind allows us to have to optimize and become enlightened. It doesn't mean that it will. It means that it will, right? I mean, it's like
yeah, it will definitely. There's no doubt.
No, I doubt.
See,
numberless Buddhas, beginningless time. What has happened now?
For example, whether you can develop Buddhist renunciation or not.
Yeah, can.
No. Whether you can develop renunciation or not.
Can.
Can you enter in the path or not?
Can.
Can you get arhat or not?
Can.
You getting enlightened or not?
Can. Yeah. But that doesn't, can doesn't allow, means that I will.
Huh?
Because it's just a potential, right?
You can.
So. Yeah. But that doesn't mean for time without beginning.
You can be a good person, is it possible, yeah?
Yeah. So possible, it's just a possibility, yeah. There's also a 0.01 possibility
possible
that you know.
Possible will happen one day. Impossible will happen.
Oh, no, right?
I don't know.
It's just because, just a voice.
You see, one day doesn't happen, this is impossible. One day happen, that means possible. Possible means have to happen something.
So then samsara will happen.
If samsara is no beginning.
No. End of the day, nothing happened, you cannot say possible. Something must happen, then only you say possible.
Then I don't do anything, also it will happen, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, it'll happen one day, yeah. Then you will.
I don't work on it. I mean, I technically, forever, I don't work on it, right? It's a one hand clapping, you know, a Buddha hands clapping on you, my the other hand not doing anything.
Buddha was powerful to make you clap.
one day you have no choice.
Then I have I don't have any
free will.
Free will, exactly.
One day you have no choice, you have to clap your hand with the Buddha.
Then I don't do it, I just enjoy myself. I just enjoy myself as samsara for now.
Buddha is so powerful, one day no choice, you have to clap hand with you.
since beginnerless lifetime, Buddha was doing and trying this, and still samsara exists.
Exactly.
Will it end someday?
Yeah, one day.
And why it didn't yet? Because since beginnerless lifetimes...
Too many.
Too many lifetimes.
Yeah.
He tried so hard, but too many. Yeah.
Because he's not so powerful. Because he's not so powerful,
No.
It's true. If the samsara is no beginning and it hasn't happened now, why should it happen arbitrarily somewhere down the line? You know, there's no reason to say that it will happen.
You don't look that way. You have to look individual centered being. If you can get enlightened, why not other? There's no question about it. If you say I cannot get enlightened, then different. If you can get enlightened, everybody can get enlightened. We're equally same to get enlightened. Possible, therefore that will happen one day. You just need to work hard. Okay, we'll get in there.
Okay, the usual prayer.